Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Tuesday. One of the things all of us do from time to time is reflect on our past life experiences, and we wonder what the results of those experiences will be over the longer term. Am I right? For someone like the Apostle Paul, I imagine not a day went by that he did not expend at least some time doing exactly that, for he had so many traumatic, significant experiences in his life in so many different places. Join me again in the great city of Corinth in late 50 AD as Paul is writing a letter to the people in the city of Thessalonica who had trusted in Jesus during Paul's few weeks there. Today, let's look at chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians. Paul's opening statement reflects his hope that his brief time in their town really had made a big difference. Paul writes, "You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition." 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 and 2. Oh my, that is so true. Do you remember the beating and imprisonment Paul and Silas experienced in Philippi, according to Acts 16? And then after the earthquake and leaving Philippi, do remember they were only in Thessalonica 3 weeks before a crowd ran them out of town, according to Acts 17. But how could Paul say their very brief time in Thessalonica was not without results? Oh my, that's a great question, and it's the challenge you and I face when we evaluate the results of our time in any place or our relationships or our involvement in a significant experience with other people. As we look closely at this short chapter 2, may I show you 3 things by which Paul answers the question of the results of his brief time in Thessalonica. First, Paul knew his few days in Thessalonica, like everywhere, were truth-focused days. Paul wasted no time. Paul's appeal for the Thessalonians to trust Jesus was a truth-only presentation. No tricks, no bait and switch, no false promises, not even people-pleasing. Do you see that in verses 3 to 6? Paul wrote, "We speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Pause. Is your life and mine marked by integrity, authenticity, pure and God-honoring motives in all we do and say? We all leave a legacy. We all build a reputation every day. So, what have we left behind in each place where we've lived? Second, despite the fact that the wounds from the beating Paul had received in Philippi had not yet healed, Paul and Silas poured out the sincere, genuine love of Jesus to the people of Thessalonica, even to those who opposed them, just like Jesus had poured out God's love to those who opposed him. As his memory replayed those few days, Paul wrote, "Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel, but our lives as well. We worked night and day to not be a burden to you while we preached to you the gospel of God." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 to 12. Oh, my dear friends, are you and I a burden to anyone? In our relationships, which are involved with our jobs or our neighborhoods or our church, do we invest our hearts and our love as well as our energy, our time, and our skills in the people with great love? There's a phrase often used in sports competition, "Leave it all out on the field." It means the athlete holds nothing back, but fully engages every ounce of energy, talent, training, and yes, emotion in their competition. So when it's over, while they are exhausted, they will say that they had nothing more to give. They could not have done anything more. That is what Paul is saying as he reflected back on those brief weeks in Thessalonica. Even though deeply wounded by his abuse and rejection in Philippi, God gave Paul renewed energy and spirit to give the people of Thessalonica everything Paul had to give. Pause. Can you and I say that about the people in the places where we've lived, the jobs we've held, the schools we've attended, and the churches we've been part of? May I give you one more brief observation from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul celebrated the fact that those Thessalonians who did believe Paul's message as God's truth experienced the power of Jesus changing their lives. As a result, Paul's memory of those transformed people is what Paul cherished most. Paul wrote, "What is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy." Oh my, can you say that about your children and grandchildren as you watch them make choices in life which reflect how you did or are now pouring your understanding of Jesus into their lives? Can you see the difference your life made in your students or coworkers or employees or even your boss as you reflect back on your life journey? That, my friends, is what Jesus desires and has designed for each of us. That's making a difference in our world by our lives affecting and encouraging and influencing the lives of those we touch in our relationships. Now, we need to pause and reflect. So again, I urge you to take your pen, your journal, and your Bible and work through 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, asking the Holy Spirit to show you what he sees in your life journey. Do not let the dark kingdom beat you up. Let the Holy Spirit encourage you as he shows you the difference you've made thus far and the hope that your future can be even more impactful. And let's meet here tomorrow for chapter 3, okay?